Heidi Matthews has been a teacher for 27 years, with 16 spent in the Park City School District. As UEA president for the past year, she sees firsthand how hard it is to hire and retain teachers across the entire state. Even with the teacher salary increases recently announced in some school districts, such as Park City, teacher shortages are still a problem. She says pay is only one component in attracting and keeping good teachers.
Is time and workload and increasing demands and accountabilities and compliances and standardized tests and all of these things that are heaped more and more on teachers, for sure.
Matthews is concerned about the smaller, more rural districts that are not in a position to offer competitive salaries. Some districts pay as much as $17,000 more than another district just 20 miles away.
But with regards to the teacher shortage and the ability for local areas to increase their revenues to be able to offer competitive salaries, that's one thing that has been challenging for me personally in seeing these districts throughout the state that simply don't have the property values, the capacity to be able to increase those revenues and offer those competitive salaries, and what those impacts are in those communities is pretty concerning.
Matthews says 50% of teachers leave the profession just after 5 years, and 60% leave after 7. She says the state school board approved an academic path to licensure last year. She isn't sure it's going to solve the long-term challenges of retaining teachers because it doesn't give new teachers pedagogy skills and career mentoring.
The academic pathway to teaching was very different in that it granted full licensure from day one, and it required no teaching experience.
Matthews says the Our Schools Now initiative is the product of many of Utah's business leaders and educators joining forces to take on the Utah legislature's limits on education funding. It's a tax increase proposal that would raise $750 million over 3 years to help support schools more equally throughout the state.
And this will be an initiative, hopefully getting on the ballots. We're going to be starting to collect signatures this summer to get it onto the ballot to begin to address statewide funding and hopefully close those gaps that we have in capacities of districts to be able to compete for salaries, support the necessary funding for all students in our state, not just those who happen to live in areas where they have that income.
She says the UEA was pleased with the funding increase in the weighted pupil unit passed by the legislature this year, but overall it's not enough.
We're one of the most equalized states in the country in terms of education funding. What we don't have is adequate funding, and that's what this initiative, the Our Schools Now initiative, will address.
Matthews says they'll be collecting signatures to get the initiative on the ballot in November. There's also a hearing for the Our Schools Now initiative on Tuesday, July 11th at 6 p.m. at Wasatch Elementary in Salt Lake City. More details can be found at ourschoolsnow.com. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.